B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
Buck, you're nearby me. Did you have those storms last night keeping you up? I got three hours of sleep.
Yeah, they were bad. So much rain all night. Boom, but I love it. I sleep so good.
I stayed up, but I slept. I used to sleep good in storms. I used to. But now that I have a daughter, she's doing her thing, tossing and turning. So she doesn't sleep as well. So then I don't sleep as well. So
now
it was pretty brutal.
Where is she sleeping?
Buck. Busted. She's still in our bed sometimes.
Yeah.
We take two steps forward, three steps back. That's what we do. But that's what we're going to talk about tonight is bedtime routines.
I love it. I have so much to say.
Okay, good. I want to hear this from bath to teeth brushing to all of that.
So everything. So my son's bedtime is about 8:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. I don't know what time your daughter's
bedtime
is.
That's supposed to be 8:30, but it gets later all the time. It gets later all the time because of this darn sunlight.
Yeah, every day. I bought blackout curtains for my son's room.
That's good.
Because I don't want him to see that we're going to bed when it's still daylight out.
I know.
Yeah.
Yes, and we're coming up on the longest day of the year.
Oh, yeah. What I try to do is I try to get bath time at about 7:30 p.m. And then by 8, I want him in his room, reading, maybe playing with a few toys, mm-hmm. finishing up the night. By 8:30, I want you in bed. Does any of this happen? No, it does not.
That's your goal.
That's my goal. I hardly ever reach that goal, but that's what I want.
That's what you envision.
Yeah.
What really happens?
What really happens is the bath starts about 10 after 8.
Mm-hmm.
Then he says, I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. There's no child more hungry than a child that is told it's bedtime.
Why does that happen? She does the same thing. She'll be lying in bed and say, I need raisins. I need raisins.
Raisins
or apple juice after she's brushed her teeth to get him coated with sugar.
I think it's a trick. This is how I
never thought
delay
about that. It's so funny that you're saying that because the first thing I think is, oh, she didn't get enough dinner. Did she eat enough dinner? Oh my gosh, maybe she needs some raisins.
Yeah.
Maybe her stomach is grumbling. Maybe she's really thirsty. No, Buck, you're right. She's manipulating.
Yeah.
And Jackson is too.
It is. They're finally figuring it out. They know we're mom and dad, and they're going to try. They would never try this with grandma and grandpa.
No.
They would go right to bed and not say a word. But with us, oh, no. Mommy and daddy have been telling me this for a while. I got an excuse I just thought of. So this is what I wanted to ask you, Roxanne.
Okay.
As parents, it's such a mission to put Jackson to sleep. He wants someone to read to him, possibly lay in bed with him.
And the numerous books that they ask to read are also.
Yes, the numerous books. And then on top of that is bath time. So we don't give him a bath every night. We try for every other night.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that doesn't make anybody mad. Some people, I'm sure, want it every night. We will do every night if he gets dirty.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Or if it's just like a weird
day.
No,
we do every other night.
Okay.
Because you know why? And I grew up with eczema on my skin. Their skin isn't developed enough.
So every other
day is good. Yeah.
I like that answer.
You know, you have the wipe downs and the crevices and stuff with their baby wipes.
I was going to go with, I'm too tired to do it.
That too.
I like your answer
a lot better. Right. If there's a big blowout, then maybe back to back bath nights.
Let's not talk about the blowouts. But yeah, that may be a two baths in one day type of situation.
Right. Hose you down right after it happens.
So our plan is with my wife. You give him a bath,
mm-hmm.
I'll put him to sleep.
Right.
And we rotate.
So you have to rotate every other night.
Yes.
Okay.
He gets in this weird cycle of, okay, well, I put him to sleep last night, so you put him to sleep this night.
Now I'm not trying to criticize your style because I like it. It's fair. But do you think that by doing that rotation, it throws them off because they need such a routine?
Yeah, maybe. And when he has a hard day, he asks for me.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah,
okay.
He will not allow.
Oh, look at you.
The mom to do it, and that's just. I don't know why he does it. He goes to me when there's. I don't know
drama at his
drama
at preschool
or mm-hmm. something. Happens.
Dad, we need to talk about this. There's a girl I got my eye on. No, he doesn't have his eye on any girls right now. 4-year-olds are grossed out by girls.
They are. So I don't know. I mean, we switch it up. If we gave him a bath every night, it would be easier to say, okay, whoever does bath, the other person puts them down. Mm-hmm. But because that's off, and then sometimes with our schedules, somebody has to work late, and then therefore you get everything dumped on you, and you may have done it the night before, which is what's happened to me Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. I've put him to sleep every night. So I don't know. We bought him a nice big bed, and we lay in bed with him in his room.
Because his bed's how big is his bed?
It's a twin? It's a double, a twin. Yeah, it's the one that
queen?
Fits like two. Not a queen.
It's
the
not
one
a queen.
Under.
Okay.
The one under.
Double, okay, perfect.
I guess a double.
So you guys fit in there?
Yeah, and we bought him the big bed, and maybe I shouldn't have done that, but he loves it. Mm-hmm. I put it on the floor. Box spring and mattress on the floor. So he loves it.
Oh, good.
It was the only way to get him to sleep.
If he rolls off, it's not a lot of room for error there. He's going to, or there is room for error. He's going to be okay.
Yeah, he'll be okay. It's on carpet. So he loves it. He actually does it. He falls off on purpose playing around when we kind of wrestle.
No more monkeys jumping on the bed, or what's the rhyme where they keep roll over. They all rolled over and Jackson fell out. Okay.
Exactly. So for you, I mean, what are you doing? Are you putting...
This is the routine. Okay, Buck, I'm ashamed of this right now because we're going to get to morning routines. I'm not a part of that because here I am at work. But right now, I'm in a particularly tired period of my life because we are in the dead summer, you know, the long days. The dog days of summer is hot. And so basically our kind of roles around the house, Doug is a doer. He's like a take action and get it done. So if we're both home, I am with her the entire time.
Okay.
Now, and that's fine. And I want to be with her because obviously I'm a working mom, so my time with her is precious.
You mean she's like by your side?
Yes, we're together.
And you and her
two peas
are
in a pot,
doing
the whole time.
Activities?
Or yes.
You're watching TV together?
Yes,
or?
We're together. Yes. Okay. Yesterday, for example, we did Play-Doh activity. We watched some TV. We did some dancing, you know, so those are the activities we're doing. Now, when it comes time, and because she's getting so darn heavy, when it comes time to change her, Doug will be like, hey, want me to change her? Oh, did she just, you know, she's ready for it.
Yeah.
So he swoops her up and he goes and does it and he brings her back and it gives me time to get dinner started or whatever.
Awesome.
He's great. He's so helpful.
He just does it.
He does it because he is a doer. He'd rather like move, get things done. So, and I think kids need that time to, I mean, not to say that he's not great when he's just exploring and playing and being creative with her. He does that time too, but he's a take action kind of person. So I'm responsible for her when he and I are both at home together, basically.
Yeah.
But when it comes to bedtime, again, she's getting so big. If it's bath time, I give her bath.
Okay.
And I do that. He's the one who comes and lifts her out of the bathtub. I mean, I'm acting like I'm an invalid here, but I'm telling you, this girl is a beast.
Huh.
And so he does that. So we kind of share duties, I would say. But in the morning, I'm totally out of the picture.
You're out of the picture. Hold on.
That makes me sad.
Before you get to morning, so kind of, I don't want to say definitely, but kind of your routine is playing with her, starting the bath. When the bath is over, he scoops her up, he puts her to bed.
Mm-hmm.
In general, that's...
No. I put her to bed more so because I read books to her. I'm the book reader.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like those roles too.
So we kind of just, we're both an active part of it. And then you know what else we do, which I want to stop doing it, but we like to watch Parks and Recreation when we go to bed.
Yeah.
And so, which, you know what, that gives me an idea, something else we want to talk about today, but we like to watch Parks and Recreation. I feel like it's a good show for her because the adult humor is over her head, but there's still some funny kid stuff and funny laugh. Huh. You know, there are kids in the show sometimes. So we all kind of fall asleep watching that, but that's not good for you to fall asleep with the TV on. I know that.
So let me ask, let me clarify. When it's bedtime, you three are in the same bed?
Yes, Buck. Yes, busted.
Okay. I'm not hating at all. I definitely am not because I am also guilty of that. My son is older than your daughter.
Uh-huh.
And then there was a point not too long ago where we decided enough is enough.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Was it because you got like a... kicked in the head, because I got that last night quite a bit during the storms.
Honestly, I made the first move.
It was the physical nature of it.
I am a big human being at 6'3".
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are.
I am losing lots of space in my own bed because he's all over the place. He has this thing he wants to lay on my stomach.
My daughter does that too. She wants to lay on my neck.
I'm like,
I sleep right there, Mama. I sleep right there.
Yeah.
And she tries to lay on my neck.
Yeah, I want to lay on your belly. That's what I get. Hold up. At 3 a.m, when he tries to lay on my belly, I'm like, whoa. You're almost 40
pounds. Are you a back sleeper?
No. I'm like,
so he's rolling you over to try to do that.
Yeah, I'm like on my side, and he's like pushing me over at 3 a.m. going, I want to lay on your belly. I'm like, what's happening?
Oh, if only they'd still do that at 16, right?
Yeah.
So that sounds like, what do you do in the morning, though?
Well,
you mix it up because like today you were here super early to film QYK.
Yeah, I came in for a morning show. So right now with my son, we put him to sleep in his bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's it. I will not stand it anymore. But every night, somewhere between midnight and whatever, 4 a.m. or something, he comes to our bed.
Mm-hmm.
He walks right in. He brings a big stuffed animal. He doesn't say a word. He
just gets in bed.
He climbs in between mm-hmm. us and goes right to sleep. Doesn't even wake us up. Most of the time, we don't even know he came in.
Right.
I'm like, oh, my goodness. We have to, like, lock the doors with, like, chain bolts because I've seen all these stories of kids waking up and just opening the door and leaving. Anyway, I don't want to get off on that.
I know. Oh, that's scary.
But, yeah.
They're sleepwalkers.
So, most days with normal hours, we wake up and he wakes up, like, way before we do, like 6 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
5:35 sometimes. And so, I'm normally the one who will get up with him, leave the room, and let my wife finish sleeping.
Sure.
Especially on weekends.
Sure.
Now, if I've had a rough night or something, or I went out, she'll do it for me. We kind of switch. We'll let each other know if, hey, you got to let me sleep today.
Mm-hmm.
But on days like today, when I woke up at 5 a.m. to come in, I mean, I just got up and left. But this morning, as I was leaving, I would open the front door with all my bags and my camera equipment.
Trying to be quiet.
I swear, it was 5:15 a.m. I mm-hmm. hear, Daddy, wait. And I'm like, what? I text my wife this morning at like 9 a.m. I'm like, did he go back to sleep? She said no. So that means she was up.
Oh, she was up with him the whole time. My gosh.
Mornings
and
are rough.
Yeah, they can be. And then we won't even get into it today because it's a whole nother element of rough. But getting out the door with a child.
I
have to go to work at such an early time that I don't have to deal with saying goodbye to her and getting her ready for her day. I can't imagine what that extra layer of, I mean, you really have to streamline things in order to get out of the house, get your child ready to go. And if I'm going somewhere and we're up, like say it's a weekend, like this weekend I'm going to do an appearance and I'm going to have her in the house and I'm going to be getting ready. Whatever my normal getting ready time is, let's say it's like 55 minutes. It's an hour and 55 minutes because you don't have that 55 minutes straight to do it.
Is that your normal getting ready time?
55 minutes.
Holy
cow.
I'm
a girl. Well, that's if I wash my hair, which, you know, you do that. You got to wash your hair.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I've heard of it.
55 minutes. That's how long it takes me to get ready. And it's one of those things, too. I can never shorten it. Never. I mean, I can hit 55. I can never be shorter. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless I'm going to put my makeup on the car. That's dangerous. I don't recommend that.
Yeah. Don't do that because us as guys, we hate that. And then you get makeup all over your visor.
It's
and
true.
Then we see it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a bad look. But yeah, in the morning time, I mean, I don't know. It's a free-for-all when you have kid or kids at the house. It really is.
It is.
It's like going back to college, living in a frat house. Everything's
yes.
a mess. Everybody's crazy, and no one is sleeping.
Exactly. I know. It's just like college memories all over again. Okay, so I have to ask you, this is on my mind. This just popped in my head. I'm springing this on you, so I'm sorry. But we've talked before about appropriate TV shows for kids.
Yeah.
And now we're to the point in our house, we just watch cartoons, pretty much,
yeah.
except Parks and Rec. And you and I talked about when our kids were real little, you have Game of Thrones on, and you realize, oh my gosh, no, not
yeah.
appropriate.
Yeah.
All it takes is one scene, and you realize, okay. So where I'm going with this, two directions. Number one, I realize more and more, even if it's a kid's cartoon, well, you're not going to have nudity in a cartoon, but I find the need to shield my daughter from violence much more often. And I'm talking violence in a cartoon. If there's something that's, you
yeah.
know, Simba, something, the Lion King's kind of a, you know,
yeah.
horrifying at some aspects of it, Bambi. And I don't want, and I can see her little heart just
uh-huh.
get broken with stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that's not even violence for the sake of violence, gratuitous violence. That's just part of the story. But There have been times even commercials have been on it, and I've been like, oh, no, she needs to look away. That's confusing to her, and I see her react to it.
Yep.
Mind you, I mean, if it's like gratuitous sex or something completely inappropriate, I certainly don't want her to see anything that's pornographic.
Right.
But if there was any nudity, it would not bother me at all because that's just the human body. It's very normal.
Right.
And so... It's really weird as I become a parent and I look around the society that we live in. We are really, really prudish when it comes to the nudity side of things and kids and ratings and things like that. But my gosh, violence.
Everywhere.
It's a free-for-all.
Let it
yes.
go. Yeah, I agree. Because we go on Netflix, we put on the kids menu, and there's so many shows. And right now my son is in the Transformers and Ninja Turtles. And there's like, all right, so say Ninja Turtles. There's like three different Ninja Turtle videos
right?
that you can watch.
Uh-huh.
All three made differently. Two of the three, really, really bad. Dark, scary.
Really?
Lots of...
And are these cartoons?
These are cartoons.
Okay.
But there's one that is filmed a little different. It's more colorful and animated in a kidsy kind of way. That one's perfect.
Okay.
It's
more upbeat.
Yeah. But on
not the dark forces.
Not the dark forces. But on Netflix, there's just so many that you have to preview first.
You do have to watch them first.
Yeah.
And I realize you think something's a cartoon or even be under the kid family category, but it's a little bit too much.
Too much. Yeah. We've had some. What is it? Kung Fu Panda. Kung Fu Panda is on Netflix. And the very first 5 minutes, you have to fast forward. It's weird. It's this crazy colors with flashes, and there's these big monsters and dragons.
Mm-hmm.
And the very first time he saw it, I mean, he was terrified.
Mm-hmm.
I could just tell by his face. He's like, very unsure. And it's like, okay, if I ever play this again, note to Buck, fast forward the first 5 minutes.
Right, just get through it. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And you can see your child's sensitivity to that and reaction to that. And they're like, hey, what's happening? What's going on here?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a new show. We have to mention it. And have you heard of this book? It is called, this has nothing to do with parenting and kids, but you'll see where I'm going with it. It's called Love Island, and it's going to be on CBS. Have you heard anything about it?
Is it like where they take The Bachelor or something that didn't make it?
No, I think that's
is it one of those?
Bachelor in Paradise, kind of.
Okay.
Yes, but this is a British show, and it's a British dating sensation show. People are cuckoo for it over there across the pond.
Okay.
And so CBS is airing the United States version now. And so they feel like they're calling it the World Cup of reality TV. It's so over the top. It's 5 nights a week.
Whoa.
It's like Big Brother crossed with Temptation Island. Temptation Island might be the one that you're thinking of too.
So what is it? It's people on an island half naked hooking up.
And they do, but it's very intricate. So you have couples that you have five girls, then guys come on and they pick who they want to be a couple with, and then other single people are on the islanders
all
and they
right.
try to break them up.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like Tinder. You know how Tinder makes people who are dating live in the world of fear of missing out? So it's like, oh, I'm going to go out with this hot Tinder person, but
right.
wait, this one might be hotter. I can't, you know, get in a committed relationship because who's going to pop up on my Tinder? So it's kind of that concept, but it's played out on an island. When I've seen clips of the British show, at least, everyone's, you know, just a bunch of beautiful, gorgeous people.
So are you guys going to watch this in bed?
Oh, gosh, no. No, I just think to myself, like, this is kind of interesting. If I didn't have a child, I might tune in to see what the concept was. But I'm actually glad I do have a child because I won't tune in because I can't watch it around her.
No.
And the thing is we, you know, brain fart, hold on.
Here's the things. What could you do if you didn't have your kid with you? What would you watch? I mean, there's so much I'd probably watch. I would watch
darker shows like Breaking Bad. Well, there's nothing like Breaking Bad, but
right. If
there was something
that's
like Breaking Bad,
for
yes.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, we're watching like reruns of Garfield, and
right.
I'm trying to show my son who the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote are, and he's telling me it's boring. And
I know, like, because it's like one of those. Remember when you used to learn how to do cartoons and you draw a little stick figure on one piece of paper and then a stick figure waving their arm in the next and you flip it? That's basically the intricacy of Wile E. Coyote at this point. That's what it looks like to them.
Yeah. So plain and boring.
Yep.
You know, the cartoons now are so flashy and every scene is cut. And the way they film it, it's not like they used to. But
no. So here's the thing. This is what I look at big picture. I think to myself, okay, I'm definitely not going to watch Love Island.
No, me
because
neither.
A, I don't want to be addicted. I mean, they're saying it's like just crack TV, absolute crack TV. They do kissing games where they have to kiss everybody on the. I mean, it's almost like Hunger Games, but for dating. And so, not going to watch that. But then I think to myself, okay, well, there's some kissing there. I mean, I certainly wouldn't let my daughter watch. Kissing is no big deal. She's seen cartoon characters kiss.
Yeah.
She knows what that is.
That's
now.
That's fine.
But, you know, if there's anything beyond that, I certainly wouldn't let her watch. But it's funny. There's not going to be any nudity. It's on CBS, for goodness sake. But I'm not going to let her watch that. I'm not going to let her watch
it. It's the behavior.
It's the behavior. And I think to myself, you know what's missing in this world, Buck? There are no good love stories on TV anymore.
Yeah.
There's no medium that is, you know, Netflix and CBS and all of them, they're not putting out stories that would have maybe a little bit of nudity and a good, respectful love mm-hmm. story. It's mm-hmm. all salacious. We're bombarded.
Over the top, reality.
It's so weird.
The most crazy.
Yes, creepy
stuff.
Dating.
Yeah.
You'd never tell your daughter to put up with any of that crap as a female. Like, oh yeah, subject yourself to some guy who's going to pick you today, but then go do a kissing contest with another girl. I mean, it's kind of sad, isn't it?
How many people do you think watch like the Kardashians and base their real life decisions on a way that one of the Kardashians acts? A certain,
you know,
in situations, and they're like, oh, when I saw Kimmy K in that situation, she was like this, so I'm gonna be like this.
I don't even watch that stuff.
No.
I have no frame of reference. I think maybe one time it's been on when I've been in the room. I can't name any of the sisters except Kim. I probably sound like pop culture loser because I can't do that. Maybe Chloe. I can name Chloe too. She's the one who people suspect is OJ's daughter, right? Right? Have you heard
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Okay. It's allegedly. And so I can't pick any of that stuff out because I can't watch that stuff. I listen to it. Their voices are too gravelly.
Right.
It's that crackle voice. And so I can't do it. But you're right. People base their life on those kinds of decisions that they make and they try to mirror them. Look at all their product lines that are so wildly successful. Look how much money they make.
What are you going to do if your daughter in a couple years gets hooked on it? The Kardashians wants to watch it. Because the reruns are on every day.
I can tell you right now, my daughter has an addictive TV personality. We didn't wait. We waited to even let her watch anything until she was over 18 months old. But now when she does, she just wants to keep watching and watching.
Yeah.
So she could definitely get sick. She could be a candidate who would get sucked into reality TV. So I'm just going to have to keep her busy doing other stuff.
You know what I say?
Sports.
I say we turn it all off and we read books.
I'm
no
with
more
you, Buck.
Apps, no more iPad, no
I'm
more iPhones.
I'm with you.
Time to read and go play outside.
Old school. Read in sunshine. We've got a lot of that right now in the dog days of summer.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.